being who you are. There was a film a very, very long time ago. I'm not sure what it was called. Something about aliens. It's about an alien spaceship that lands. And the aliens visit an old people's home. And in order not to disturb them, they produced a outerness of normal human beings. And they get to know the people. And then at one stage, one of the aliens takes off their disguise. And there is this hardly formed being, spirit, soul, but not in human form. While you were talking just now, what I got is, it's time for you to take off the disguise. And it's like this, just using an illustration, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. I feel, whether it's true or not, something fits that. A whole bunch of us have come to this planet with a connection to the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom. And many people have been here before in attempting to talk to the inhabitants of planet Earth who have, as an experiment, decided to forget who they really are and come here to have experiences, to go through things, to work things out. It could even be said that people come here to accelerate their learning, because when you're not in a body, not in the physical, it's more difficult to work through things. And then some people have come who had to put on the disguise, had to come through as humans in order to connect with this frequency, but they're only supposed to be disguised as humans for so long. And then the disguise is to be removed. Now what I've felt for years is a message that says, okay, it's time to wake up now. But the waking up is to where you've come from and what you've come for. And that is, and then here we get into a dichotomy, to wake up to being an advanced being. Now, normally when we say advanced being, the mind goes to unadvanced beings, and the unadvanced beings are lesser than. Nobody is lesser than. As I see it, everyone is equal in every way. And some people are more asleep and some people are more awake. And the more awake you are, in a way, and this isn't a pressure, but there's more responsibility to be more awake. So the more awake you are, more awake you need to be, tiddly-pom. And with you, your conditioning was as it needs to be. Everything is as it needs to be, and it's very strong. And I think you're coming to the place where it's time where you throw off the disguise. And not to anybody, not to declare it to anybody, and say, this is who I am. Now, what I see in the way of you doing that is your mind says, then I will be alone. And that's true. When you throw off your disguise, you won't be like anyone else. In form. On another level, everyone is that. And in this dimension, you will be more awake than almost everybody you know. And that will make a separation. And then I was just thinking then, just clicked in, when I wasn't eating for that 12, 15 months, I would sit down with people and everybody would order food and I wasn't eating anything. It's a separateness. And it makes people awkward. And being more awake makes people feel awkward because they can see the awakeness and then they see their asleepness more clearly. And then they make themselves feel inferior. And I want to keep saying, nobody's inferior. It's the way we behave. It's the level we've chosen and what we're doing with it. Let's say it's coming time for you to throw that off. And when you do, you won't be part of the crowd because the crowd are asleep. They're doing their little rituals. They're doing their little things and making themselves believe in them as if they... Even people who are supposed to be on the path and meditating and so on, they're all in their little games and rituals as if, and it's nothing to do with that. We're already awake. It's just when we drop those rituals, when we drop those techniques, when we drop all those things that we say we have to do in order to awaken. That's totally untrue. We're already awake. All we have to do is stop doing these things. And then we'll be awake. But the more you do them, the more you stay asleep. You do them to stay asleep. Because when you wake up, you're alone. Now this is what you don't realize. Aloneness from the mind is loneliness. Aloneness that we're talking about is not lonely. Because the instant of this connection, there's a realization, there's a connection, not only to the beyond, who people are not in their bodies or the source or whatever, but there's a connection to everybody on the planet. It's just they don't know that. So when you walk into a crowd of people, there is a connection, but not to their behavior. They don't know they're connecting. We're all connected. And that includes the animals, the insects, the trees, everything. There is only one, and we're all connected there. And so when you're talking, what I see is you staying behind your disguise, and you are in touch, and you have these brief experiences of being in touch. And then you're going back, and as I think I said before, it's because you want to stay connected. But if you notice, when you go to those collection of people, nobody is connected. Nobody. They're chattering away and sharing their stories, but they're not connected. In fact, the more the chatter, the more disconnected they are. And it's, are you ready to throw off the disguise and say, I am that I am? And as I said, I've had that. It's how I've translated it is, come on, time to wake up now. Stop playing the games. Be who you really are. And the place I've got to, I don't know who that is, but I know what it isn't. Absolutely, I know what isn't. I see very clearly what it isn't. And to me, that's enough for now. To see what it isn't and not play that game. And if you don't play the game, that's right, you don't get invited to the party. But it got to a point where I didn't enjoy going to the party, watching everybody playing a game to avoid being who they really are.